Drama has engulfed the Australian swim team as athletes prepare to hit the pool. Sunshine Coast-based coach Michael Pelfrey will get to stay in Paris and has apologised after he publicly endorsed and assisted a South Korean rival. Head coach Rowan Taylor says the comments were un-Australian.
For a coach on our team to promote another athlete ahead of our athletes is not acceptable. I've spoken to Michael about that.
More than 650 roadside breath tests were conducted during Operation Lasso on Wednesday night at Glasshouse Mountains. The operation saw members of the Sunshine Coast Tactical Crime Squad stop traffic heading north over a four-hour period on the Bruce Highway. Seven people were arrested on 20 charges, including a 24-year-old woman who allegedly sped through the RBT site to evade police. Her vehicle was tracked by Pole Air to Caboolture and was stopped by a tyre deflation device.
We understand you are under arrest for dangerous operation of a motor vehicle.
Also during the operation, a 21-year-old North Lakes man was allegedly found in possession of a quantity of methamphetamine and MDMA. He's been issued a notice to appear before Caloundra Magistrates Court on August 8. Also making news, a new piece of medical equipment has been delivered to the Sunshine Coast University Hospital, which is set to benefit more than 100 women each year seeking gynecological services. The MyoSure device cost more than $87,000 and was purchased thanks to funds raised through Wishlist's annual Giving Day. And EarthCheck, the world's leading environmental management and professional services group for the travel and tourism industry, has applauded Noosa Shire. It's just been awarded EarthCheck's Silver Certification for its 14 months of work to demonstrate the Shire's environmental performance against benchmark data from other destinations around the world.